Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. Thank you so much for joining us. Tonight's shiur is dedicated to all those neshamos for whom we dedicate our Zoom shiurim, and also for Lili Nishmas, my father, Yechiel Micha ben Ramosha Aaron, Harini Kaparas Mishkavo. The Purim is coming up, Baruch Hashem, and a shaila that invariably arises, more so asked by women, but not necessarily exclusively by women, is, I ate so much on Purim Day, and I had the cookies, and I had the hamantaschen that came in, and there were some good chocolates that came in, and I've been eating all day, and now I have to eat the Purim Suda, so we have delicious food for the Purim Suda, we have some good meat, we have some good wine, but do I have to have challah? Let me fill up on the protein, let me fill up on the more exotic, you know, Purim foods. I have to really have those two pieces of challah, that challah roll. Is that necessary? Of course, if I, what? So could you be a suda on the wine? Do you have to? So that's the question. Do you have to have the bread, the carbs, or can you just be kaveh suda on the wine, or even not on the wine, on the meat and everything else, all the delicious foods that you'll have at the Purim Suda? That's the question that we're going to discuss this evening. We're going to have interesting sources. We're going to have interesting svaras, lakan and lakan. And as Hashem, by the end of tonight, you will know what to answer those who might ask you at your Purim Suda, do I have to wash or not? You'll be able to answer them.
What do you think we do?
We'll see. Let's see. You think you have to because it's a Suda. And the mitzvah to have a mishta. And a mishta means a feast. You drink at a feast, but it has to, just drinking is not a mishta. Just drinking is a basav yayin, that's true, but it's in the suda has to have basav yayin. But if not, it's not a suda. Maybe it's not a suda. Yeah, but yantif you have to wash. You have to wash in yantif. Sure. So you're saying it's a yantif. So you have to wash because it's a yantif.
On yantif, I agree.
Yeah.
It doesn't say that.
No. You want to look in source number 3. The pasuk says v'yom tov, and you know what that's called in English? Yamtif. I know, Yantif, we say Yantif, but you know, Mordechai Ness is called Yom Tov. You know, they probably convey the same idea. What? Right. So, yes, Purim is called a Yom Tov, otherwise known as Yamtif, and therefore maybe it has a din of a Yom Tov, a Yamtif, which is a Suda like every other Yom Tov. So, these are the questions that we'll have to figure out, and we will, Bez Hashem, know the answer to this question. So, let's begin with a discussion. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem Tes, and the direction that we're going to be going is trying to work backwards from asking ourselves. We know that when you finish eating birkas, whenever you finish eating any meal, you say your birkas hamazon, and of course on Purim you recite al hanisim b'mei Mordechai v'Esther. So we're going to try to work backwards. Maybe we could figure out from the halachas of al hanisim that might tell us about the need to have a suda in the first place, as you'll see what I mean momentarily. Says the Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem Tes. What happens if you forget Yalev Yavo? We'll talk about Anisim in a minute. You forget Yalev Yavo in Shmona Esrei. Do you have to go back on Rosh Chodesh? Putting aside Friday, the nighttime, which has a separate reason for it, but Shachar and Mincha, you have to repeat Shmona Esrei. Tomorrow morning, Rosh Chodesh, you have to repeat Shmona Esrei. Tomorrow afternoon, Rosh Chodesh, you have to repeat Shmona Esrei. Tav Elo Hiskesh Rosh Chodesh Betfila Machzir Naso. However, if you forget Yalev Yavo on at your meal, you suda Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat benching. V'Birkas Hamazon Ein Machzir Naso. My time. What's the difference between forgetting Yalev Yavo during Tefillah, which you have to repeat the Tefillah, and forgetting Yalev Yavo during Birkas Hamazon, that you do not have to repeat Birkas Hamazon? That's the question. So the Gemara answers. The Gemara says that, do you have to daven Shachris? Yeah, you do. Do you have to daven Mincha in the first place? Yeah, you do. So if you're going to forget Yalev Yavo, and that which you have to do, then you have to repeat it. Do you have to have bread on Rosh Chodesh? Do you have to have a suda on Rosh Chodesh in the first place? No, you do not. And therefore, if you forget Yalev Yavo, you do not need to repeat it. Let's see that inside. B'tefillah, d'lo mitzah, watzim after nafshei. Tefillah, you can't exempt yourself from, you have to daven Shmona Esrei, Shachar u'Mincha. Madrila, you have to repeat it if you miss Yalev Yavo. B'birkas hamazon, d'matzim l'miftah nafshei. In Birkas Hamazon, that you could exempt yourself, I mean, you could avoid having a meal with bread on Rosh Chodesh. I didn't have a sandwich today. Today's Rosh Chodesh. I don't need a sandwich. I have plenty of food, not a sandwich. So therefore, the Yibai Achav, Yibai Lo Achav, if I wanted, I could eat today. If I want, I don't have to eat today. So therefore, I don't have to repeat Birkas Hamazon if I omitted Ya'alev Yavo. So again, we didn't talk about Purim yet, but you see a Yisod. You see a Yisod that whenever you have to have a meal, you have to do something, be it a Shmona Esrei or a meal, then you have to repeat it if you omitted the reference, the Hazkara, Ya'alev Yavo, or we'll talk about Al Nisa momentarily. And whenever you don't need to have the thing in general, meaning like bread on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat it.
Okay.
Let's talk about Yom Tov. We didn't get to even Yom Tov. You're talking about a specific case. Says the Gemara in Rush, says the Rush, commenting on this Gemara in Bracha, is the following. Look at the second paragraph. What's going to be with all the Shulchan Aruch, all the Gemara spoke about was Rosh Chodesh. What's going to be with Yontif and Shabbos, omitting Yirtzei, Ya'alev Yavo, and Yontif and Shabbos? So second paragraph of source number two. Elameyata, Shabbos is V'yamim Tovim. Do you have to have a Suda? Of course you do. Shabbos and Yontif, of course you need a Suda. Delo Sagilei, it's not okay, Delo Achel Pas, to avoid eating bread. Of course you have to. Therefore, Hachanami Demahadar. And therefore you have to repeat Birkas Hamazon if you omitted Ya'alev Yavo or Ritzei. Fine. And therefore, since you have to have bread, look at the final paragraph of source number two, Paskins the Rosh, Hilkach Nir Rabbein Yehuda, T'chayv Adam Lechol Pas B'yontem, Mishum Simcha, Mishum Chalkeo Chetzi L'Achila, Ve'ikar Achila Hu Lechem. Since you have to have a Seuda, and what's a Seuda? What's a Seuda? It's very hard for Americans, modern Americans, to, you know, wrap our heads around what a Seuda means. You know, for us, we are so into proteins and not into carbs. We're so wealthy, Bli Ayin Hara, and we have so much, you know, available for us. The idea of having bread at a meal or at every meal, you know, older, you know, people from, let's say, a generation above mine are, you know, every, you know, washing and benching three times a day was part of just daily living. And in other countries, that is the case. For us, we still have so much other things that we don't, you could go a week without benching other than Shabbos. But says the Rush, Ikra Chil Hu Lechem, if you have a mitzvah to eat on Yontif and the Ikra Mida eating is Lechem, so therefore you have to have bread. Since you have to have bread, if you omit Ya'alev Yavo, or Itzei, you'll have to repeat yourself. Now that Rush and this Gemara, this Rush is talking about Yom Tov. But if he's telling me that on Yom Tov I have to have bread, and on Yom Tov, since I have to have bread, I have to repeat if I omitted Ya'alev Yavo, what follows? The conversation that Avi and I had just a minute ago. If you look in the Megillas Esther, source number three, you will find very clearly that what is Purim called? Purim is called I underlined it for you. It's a day of Simcha u'mishteh v'yom tov, in English known as Yom Tov. So that means Purim is called the Yom Tov. So if we just said that Yom Tov has a halacha that you have to have a bread and you have to have a seuda, and therefore since you have to have bread on a Yom Tov, the word Yom Tov means you have to celebrate it with bread, with a seuda. And a seuda, of course, has bread. So it would seem that you have to eat bread. And if you have to eat bread, it would seem that if you would omit Al Hanisim, you'd have to repeat Birkas Hamazon if you omitted Al Hanisim on Purim.
Just the fact that it says you mean Mishta is insufficient.
Well, I don't know if a Mishta has to have bread, but I do know that a Yom Tov has to have bread, as the Rush just told me. No? So we'll talk about that soon. So based on the lumdus that we said so far, it sounds like the direction that we're going in is that every Yom Tov has bread, must have bread. Let me back up again. Every Yom Tov must have a meal. Meals obviously have bread. Purim is called a Yom Tov, so therefore Purim must have bread. If Purim must have bread, then Purim, if you would omit Al Hanisim, you would have to repeat benching. That's what would come out at this stage of our shir. comes Ravya, one of the early Ashkenazi Rishonim, and says something interesting. And relates to the question that Avi just asked. Look at Avi now, source number four. He says, if you daven Shmona Esrei, you forget Yalaviyah, I'm sorry, you forget Al HaNisim, Chanukah or Purim. Do you have to repeat Shmona Esrei?
No.
For Al HaNisim, Chanukah Purim, no. No?
No.
That's correct. B'chanukah Purim tav lo amar Al HaNisim b'tfila, you don't have to repeat it. But look what he says now. B'birkas HaMazon, second line of source number four, B'birkas HaMazon, in Pasach Berachim, once you got to the next bracha, machzir noso, you have to repeat benching. You have to go back to, you know, where you missed in benching. Why? D'yomei mishtev esimcha k'si b'purim. Purim is a day that's obligatory to have a seuda. So yeah, Avi, you said, what about the word mishtev? Is that enough? It seems from the Rav Yoh that, yeah, the word mishtev would be enough. Mishtev esimcha is enough to obligate us. Since you have to have a seuda, you have to say benching. And since you have to bench, you have to repeat. What? No, that's not part of benching. That's extra stuff.
He seems to have a middle ground here. He's not saying to go back to the beginning. He's saying if you start a bracha, then you forgot.
Then go back to the previous bracha.
Oh, that's what it
means. Yeah. Yeah. Or if you've ended benching, then you have to go back to the beginning of benching. Yeah. So what we have here in this Rav Yoh is a fascinating split. A fascinating split. Shmona Esrei, you don't have to repeat. Benching, you do have to repeat. So you're saying, didn't we say before that it depends if you have, just like you have to daven, you have to have a meal, so it should be equal. Apparently, the din of your Shmona Esrei, you don't have to daven Shmona Esrei because it's Purim. Yeah, you're making good ha'ara. It seems that the day is defined by a Yom Mishteh, and that the Mishteh is obligatory. Yeah, I hear. Okay, you see what the Rav Yoh says. You don't like it? Maybe you'll find someone who says like you.
The Rav is the one who said that there's this split and it's strange.
Yeah, it's split. It's split. Now, so we found the Rav Yoh. Is this Rav Yoh going to be the halacha? Are we going to paskin like this that you have to repeat for shmona, for benching but not for shmona esrei? It seems very funny. Well, let's see. Let's see who else does. The lashon of the tefillah will all be derabanan. The requirement to bench is daraisa. You're right. The ikur concept of birkas hamazon is daraisa, whereas the davening shachris or mincha marv is derabanan. The eating of tefillah might be daraisa, machlokas Rambam and Ramban, but I don't know if that would make a difference if it's daraisa derabanan.
Because you're missing an insert, not the
tefillah. Right, we're just missing the insert, not the actual tefillah. Okay, now Rabosai, let's shift away from Ashkenaz, from the Rav Yoh, and enter the world of Sfarad. Let's enter the world of the Rambam. So I want to say one fascinating thing. If you made a mistake. Okay, says the Rambam, source number five. Let's build towards Purim. We're not up to Purim yet. First, we're going to talk about this Hilchas Brachas and benching, the halachas of benching. What's the halach if you forgot Ritzei or Yalav Yavo? Shachach v'lo hizkir b'Shabbos o b'Yom Tov. V'mnizkar, is there another sheet? Okay, you could take it if you want. Source number five. Shachach v'lo hizkir b'Shabbos o b'Yom Tov. You omitted Ritzei or Yalav Yavo. Imnizkar, achar shehizchil b'bracha revius. Posek, v'chozel rosh. You should start. If you missed saying Yalav Yav or Ritzei where you should have, and you already started the fourth bracha, go back to the beginning of benching. Now, the Raivin makes a side point, which I'm not going to focus on. It's not our shir, because this is talking about Yalav Yav. This is talking about Yalav Yav and Ritzei. He says, wait a second. If you missed it in its right place, where do you go back to? The lashon of the Rambam was go back to the beginning of benching. Says the Raivin, no. If you missed in the right place, just go back to the bracha where it should have been. You don't have to go back to the beginning. Just like by Shmona Esrei, if you missed Yalev Yavo, and you're in the middle of like Sim Shalom, do you go back to begin Shmona Esrei, or you just go back to Ritzai? You just go back to Ritzai, says the Ravid. So says the Ravid, just like you, if you make a mistake in Shmona Esrei, you just go back to where you made your mistake. So too, in the middle of Benchi, if you made a mistake, you just go back to where you made your mistake.
If you step back, you can't go back.
Once you finish Shmona Esrei, then you have to go back to the beginning. Once you finish Benchi, of course, you have to go back to the beginning. The problem was the Rambam says that once you're ready on the next bracha, start Birkas HaBasan again. No, it's the fourth. Still part of it, still. You're right, but it's still part of Benchi. So it's the Rabbanan. Yeah. It's all for the Din Rabbanan of saying Yalav Yavan. Yeah. Okay, but that's a side point, just where to go back to, but that's not what interests me. Either way, he says clearly that if you forget Ritzei, you forget Yalav Yavan, you have to go back to wherever you have to go back to. Now, let's jump to what the Rambam, on source number 7, says about. Let's move on to Rosh Chodesh. Before we get to Purim, we'll first talk about Rosh Chodesh. We'll talk Shabbos Yontif. Let's talk about Rosh Chodesh. Bottom of page 1. Halacha Yud Gimel. Barashi Chadashim. Shachach V'lo Amar Yalav Yavel. So, Im Nizka Acha Shehizcha B'Bracha Ravias Gomrasa. If you realize when you're in the middle of the fourth, for the last bracha of branching, just finish your bracha. Don't go back. Ve'ena Chozer. So if you forget Yalav Yavel on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back. And now look what I underlined on the bottom line. V'chein b'chol ha-moed, u'b'chanakah, u'b'purim. Right? Some of them are Yalav Yavos, others are Al-Hanisims. But he's shmushing them all together. Shachach v'lo hizkir, ha-inyan, b'birkas ha-mazon, eina chozer. You do not have to repeat benching. If you forget, on Rosh Yalav Yavos of Rosh Chodesh, or chol ha-moed, or on Chanukah, or on Purim, the only time you ever have to repeat is by Shabbos Yontif, but any day other than Shabbos Yontif, you do not have to repeat benching. Against the Ravya. The Ravya, who we learned 5 minutes ago from Ashkenaz, says that you do have to repeat benching if you omitted Al Hanisim, because it's Yumei Mishta V'Simcha. The Rambam says no.
Why
Hanukkah? Hanukkah, you do not have to repeat benching if you omitted Al Hanisim. The Rambam says Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, Chanukah, Purim. That's going to be a mistake. That's a printing mistake. That's going to have to be a mistake. Yeah, Rav Avadya points that out, but it has to be a mistake. I think in there or something else. Fine. So now what we have to do right now. So I gave Shira on that Shaila a few months ago. I don't even remember the sugya, but let's leave that for now. It's a good question. Yeah, I understand. So what happens if you forget one and then you do the other and you forget the other? Okay. So the question I want to deal with is, this Rambam is telling me that I don't have to repeat benching if I forgot Al Hanisim. But isn't there a chiyuv to have a Sa'uda on Purim? Let's just focus on Purim. Forget Rosh Chodesh, forget Chanukah, forget Chol HaMoed. Let's just talk about Purim. Do you have to have a Mishnah on Purim? Yes, it's a Pasuk in Megillas Esther. You have to have a Suda on Purim. So if you have to have a Suda and you missed the insertion, why don't you have to repeat it? That's the question. So I want to share with you a very fascinating suggestion that Rav Avadya Yosef suggests based on the following Rebbe Kveger. And this Rebbe Kveger will take us off topic and then bring us back onto topic. I mentioned this Rebbe Kveger at Mincha Maariv today. And the question is the following. The question is, if a Yontif meal, if you forget Yalav Yav on a Yontif meal, do you have to repeat benching on a Yontif meal? So he said, Yontif, you forgot Yalav Yavo on Shavuos, of course you have to repeat benching. So comes Rebbe Kveger and says, it depends who you are. A man has to repeat, and a woman doesn't have to repeat benching. Why? Look what he says. I'll say this part outside. He says, why do you have to have a Yontif meal in the first place? Go ahead. I'll take answers from the crowd. Why do you have to have a Sudas Yontif? Because you have to have Simchas Achag. Okay? I'll prove to you that you're wrong. Why? Because Simcha applies even on Chol HaMoed. There's no Avelis on Chol HaMoed that shows that there's Simcha on Chol HaMoed. And on Chol Moed, you don't have to have a Seudah. So it can't be that Simcha is the cause for a Chiyuv Seudah. So why do you have to have a Seudah? What? So says Rabbi Kvi Eger, it's not because of Simcha. Because Chol Moed doesn't have Simcha but doesn't have a Seudah. It has to be that there is a mitzvah of Oneg Yantif. Of Oneg Yantif. Where do you have a mitzvah of Oneg Yantif? The Torah says, Atzeres Lachem. Yantif should be a day of enjoying for yourselves. So it's a mitzvah of Oneg Yantif. That mitzvah of Oneg Yantif is a... Are women obligated in Yantif? Women are obligated in Shmiras Yantif. But maybe in Simchas Yantif. But not necessarily in Oneg Yantif. Oneg Yantif suggests Rabbi Kveger, that's a mitzvah asei shazman grama, and therefore a woman, if she wanted a fast, I'm not allowed to fast. You're not allowed to fast on Yantif, right? Yantif, you're not allowed to fast on Yantif. Man's not allowed to fast on Yantif. It's a violation of whatever, that oneg at least. A woman, if she wants to fast on Yantif, says Rav Kveger, she can fast. Why? Because oneg on Yantif is a mitzvah asei shazman grama, and therefore women are exempt. And if that's the case, women don't have to have Seudas Yantifs. And if, except for Pesach, correct, except for Pesach, and that's for a different reason. Because Kol Sheyeshno B'Isser Matzah is obligated in its other side of the coin, which is Achilas Matzah. I'm sorry, whoever's not allowed to eat Chametz is obligated in that flip of the coin, which is the midst of Achilas Matzah. So besides Matzah, correct. That's Derabanan. Afen HaYabosanes only works for Derabanans. What? The four cups, that's the Rabbanan, right. But in terms of a mitzvah d'oraisa, there's no, suggest Rabbi Kveger, I don't know if we hold like this, but Rabbi Kveger says there's no mitzvah for a woman, obligation to a woman to have a Seudas Yamtif, and therefore if she forgets Ya'alav Yavo on Shavuos, you have to repeat benching, she does not have to repeat benching. So now let's think about this for a second. According to what I just said, according to what we just said, what's the chiyuv to have a seuda? Oneg. Oneg, not simcha. Not even, I don't know if it's the word, the yantif, that's the chiyuv. The chiyuv is the oneg yantif. The atzeres lachem. I'm sorry, the atzeres lachem. On Purim, is there an atzeres lachem? Is there a mitzvah of oneg yantif? Is there a mitzvah of oneg yantif on Purim? Is there a mitzvah of oneg yantif on Chanukah? Is there a mitzvah of oneg yantif on Rosh Chodesh?
No.
Is there a mitzvah of oneg on Chol HaMoed? Let's assume not. Let's assume there's no atzeres Lashem on Chol HaMoed.
Can't define oneg.
Oneg is a chiyuv to enjoy that the Torah gives you on yantif.
Simcha's not.
Simcha is different. Simcha has a different parameter. And I'll prove it to you. Because Chol HaMoed has a chiyuv of simcha. There's no avelis on Chol HaMoed. That means that there must be simcha, but there's no chiv to have a seuda on Chol HaMoed. You wash and bench every day of Chol HaMoed. I mean, if you do, that's great, but you don't have to. So that shows that there's no simcha. That shows that simcha is not the mechayev of the, is not what is mechayev us to eat bread. So therefore, says Rav Avadia, I think we can come back to our question. The Rambam told us that on Purim you don't have to repeat benching. If you forgot Al Nisan. Why? Isn't there a chiyuv to have a seuda on Purim? So maybe with this we could answer it. On Purim, you have a chiyuv of simcha, maybe. How does Rav Adi say this? On Purim, you have a... Look, in source number 10, you'll see what the Rav Adi does with this Rav Kiveger. Source number 10. Well, the Fiza, according to this Rebbe Kveger, Purim, you have Simcha, right? But what do we learn from the Rebbe Kveger? That Simcha is not Mechayev, you'd have a meal. So just because it's a Simcha, that doesn't mean you have to have a meal. You don't have to have bread because of Simcha. So yes, Purim has Simcha, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have a meal. And maybe that's why, that might be the background why the Rambam says you don't have to repeat your benching for Purim. Because just because it's mitzvah simcha is not, doesn't mechayiv you to have a meal. Okay, that's an interesting suggestion. Fine. Now let's move a little bit further in the various Rishonim whom we are learning. So we saw the Rav Yah. On one hand, Ashkenaz said that you do have to repeat benching, even though you don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. We saw the Rambam says you don't have to repeat benching for Purim. Comes the Maharshal. The Maharshal was a contemporary of, anyone who knows who he is a contemporary of? When he lived? He was a contemporary of the Ramah. Maybe, was he a cousin? I don't know if he was a cousin also. He was a contemporary of the Ramah, and a lot of times he appears in the Shulchan Aruch, not in the Shulchan Aruch itself, but in the Shach and Taz, quote the Maharshal, as arguing on the Ramah. He's a contemporary of the Ramah. And he asks, look at his question, source number 11. He asks Mamish our question. It's going to be very explicit. Im shachach al hanisim, ayin heiz al hanisim, besudas purim, do you have to repeat? Do you have to repeat benching? So, look at the bottom line, skip what how he proves it. The bottom line on page 2, he says it depends which meal on Purim. Somebody had this thought. The night seuda, what we call the break fast after Tanis Esther, the night seuda of Purim, and breakfast on Purim, that's not your mishta, that's not obligatory. Therefore, you don't have to repeat it. However, top of page 3, look how he said. Look at the top of page 3. You see how powerfully he speaks about the seudas Purim. Achein, top of page 3. Seudas Purim. This is the Maharshal in Shaila Memches. It's top of page 3. Achein, seudas Purim. Look how he describes seudas Purim. Shehitilu hanavim v'hachachamim al kol bnei Yisrael. V'asu chizik l'divrem yosir mishal Torah li'os yimei mishta v'simcha. There is a mitzvah of mishta v'simcha that's super powerful, and I'll show you how in a minute. Why it's more powerful than the mitzvah of eating on Shabbos and Yontif. How is the mitzvah of Purim more powerful than eating on Shabbos and Yontif? Could anyone guess? How is the mitzvah of having a seuda on Purim, this mitzvah of Divrei Sofrim, more powerful than the mitzvah of having a seuda on Shabbos and Yontif?
That is the mitzvah Sayom.
This is the mitzvah Sayom. Well, I don't know, maybe Megillah and Matan Sofyan. What?
All of them.
As opposed to Shabbos and Yontif, it's not the mitzvah Sayom. It's just that you also have to have a seuda. I hear you, Svar, but a better proof. You have a better proof. Are you ever allowed to fast on Shabbos and Yontif? Ever?
Sure.
When?
Yom Kippur
can't fall out on Purim, so that's not going to be a helpful proof. Tainus Chalom, that's correct. If you have a really terrifying dream on Friday night or on a Yontif night and you wake up in the morning, you're terrified, you want to have a Tainus Chalom, you're allowed to fast. What about if you have a terrible dream after you drank too much on Purim night and you shouldn't have drank Purim night, but you did, and your mind went crazy and you had terrifying dreams. You wake up Purim morning, you're terrified. You allowed to have a Tainus Chalom? No. What did we just prove? We just proved, says the Maharshal, that the chiyuv to eat on Purim is greater than the chiyuv to eat on Shabbos and Yontif. Wow! The chiyuv that you have to eat, we did prove. Okay, we didn't prove lechem, I agree. But you see that the nature of the chiyuv to have this mishta on Purim is a more powerful chiyuv than the mitzvahs achila, the mitzvahs achila / seuda of Shabbos and Yontif. Wow, that was a powerful proof. Look at the second bullet point. He says the second point. Fine. And if that's the case, clearly, if Shabbos and Yontif you have to have seuda and you have to have bread, then of course Purim you have to have bread. Clearly, it's a bigger chiyuv than a Shabbos meal or a Yontif meal. So you definitely have to have bread. If you definitely have to have bread, you definitely have to eat a seuda, then you should definitely have to repeat Shmoneh, you have to repeat benching if you omit it, al hanisim. And he says that it's clear that you have to have, you must have pas. If you have to have pas on a Shabbos and Yontif meal, which is clear, the Rosh already told us that, so here you're definitely going to have bread, and you're going to have to repeat Shmoneh benching if indeed you forgot Yalav Yava. Okay. Let's see what we have. The Rav Yoh said you do have to repeat. The Rav says you don't have to repeat. The Maharshal says you do have to repeat. Um, Let's give the Magen Avraham for now. Let's go to the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen, of course, is fascinating. Why? Because the Shai is a Tshuva Sefer, and the Shach, who was the Posek Hador in the 1600s, basically, the Shach points out that the author of the true questions of the Trumas Hadeshen were, I don't want to say forged, but the questions were made up by the Trumas Hadeshen himself. Yeah. And why is that important? Because if the question assumes something, and in the answer of the Trumas Hadeshen, he doesn't break that assumption, he maintains that assumption, it must be that we paskin like the question also. When you have a dodo head who writes a shaila to some Talmud Chacham, right? There are plenty of people who wrote shailas to Rav Moshe Feinstein. So they could be totally wrong. Rav Moshe was right, and they were totally off base in many instances. And what they were assuming could be totally incorrect. Just because it's a shaila, and you made it into the book, you made it into the, I was the one who asked Rav Moshe for shaila. That doesn't make you a Talmud Chacham. That makes you a person who knows how to write a question or knows, you know, who knew his phone number. Doesn't make you right. But the Trumas Hadeshen, the questions themselves, except, that was what the Shach writes. Apparently, there's a Sefer that came out that was printed, that was in a manuscript form. It wasn't printed until the early 1900s. And that Sefer from the time of the Shach clearly indicates that there were people, we have the specific names of the people who asked the Trumas Hadeshen, the Trumas Hadeshen's questions. So that historical suggestion that the Shach thought about the Trumas Hadeshen might be proved historically incorrect. And indeed, we do, they were real questions posed by real people that the Shach, that the Trumas Hadeshen was responding to. So that whole suggestion of the veracity of the veracity of the questions of the Trumas Hadeshen might have fallen away by this historical discovery. Okay, but look at the question that either he was asked that he asked. Shachach, do you have to go back for forgetting Al HaNisim? Again, he just says Al HaNisim, doesn't specify Purim or Hanukkah. If you forgot Al HaNisim, do you have to go back? So, look at the top of page 4. You remember we had a Rav Yehu who says you have to go back? Says the Trumas Hadeshen. And remember, Rav Yehu was Ashkenaz and Trumas Hadeshen is Ashkenaz. Seems to me that we don't go like that Rav Yehu. We don't go like that Rav Yehu who says you have to repeat benching for Al HaNisim. Rather, we go like the Rambam. The Rambam was the one who said that you don't have to repeat benching not for Chol HaMoed, not for Rosh Chodesh, not for Chanukah, and not for Purim. That's what the Trumas Hadeshen says. And he says, furthermore, you know, if you do go back when you're not supposed to, those are obviously bracha vatalas. So, no repeater. So, I'd like to fast forward and reach the end of the shir by looking at how we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, after, you know, you and I just learned a bunch of the shitos as far as if you have to repeat benching. It would be clear if you have to repeat benching, that is the definite proof that you have to have had bread, right? If you have to repeat benching, you have to have bread, of course. And if you don't have to repeat benching, that's probably because it's not a chiyuv to have bread in the first place. So we're really going to be answering the question of do you have to have bread at the Purim Suda by figuring out if you have to repeat benching if you omitted Al HaNisim at that Suda. It says, Paskins of Shulchan Aruch, we're at source number 14. The Rama says explicitly, not in Hilchas Purim, but in Hilchas Birkas HaMazon. Says Ramav, Omer Al HaNisim b'Chanukah Purim. Okay, and look what I underlined. V'imlo Omro, if you forgot Al HaNisim, ein machzir naso. But of course, as Shalom said half an hour ago, umikom akom, you could insert it into Harachaman, and you say Harachaman, etc., etc. But that's just a consolation prize. As far as the halacha of repeating benching or not, you do not repeat benching. Now, if you do not repeat benching in the Ramah, that means that Me'ikar HaDin, he holds what? Do you have to have bread in the first place? If you don't have to repeat the benching, it must be Me'ikar HaDin. You do not need to eat bread, Me'ikar HaDin. That seems to be the psak of the Rama. Keep in mind, we saw many other shitas who said that you do have to have a seuda, that you do have to have bread. Maybe that you do even have to repeat Shmona Esrei. We saw the Rav Yehu said you have to repeat benching. The Rav Yehu said you have to repeat benching. The Magen Avraham also, I think, might have been mashi, you have to repeat benching. So therefore, it's a big machlokas, but it seems to be the bottom line. The Rama says, Me'ikar HaDin, you don't have to. So therefore, join me in seeing how Rabbi Avadia paskins the Shaila Halach L'maisa after quoting all the sources that I quoted were primarily culled from this very long tshuva where the Rabbi Avadia quotes all the different places that I just quoted for you. But let's see how Rabbi Avadia puts the whole sugya together. B'sikum, in summary, concludes Rabbi Avadia Yosef. In the bold letters, this was number 15, this is Rabbi Avadia and Yichave Das Chelak Alas Simen Peites. Su'udas per min hadin, mikra hadin, like the Rama paskins. You don't have to repeat benching because you don't really have to eat bread. Eina tzrich lios davka bepas, but it is proper. Ulam nachon lachosh lechatchila, l'das ha-poskim, you should be makra lechatchila, when you can, to eat pas. But if you did omit in the end, if you did forget al-hanisim, you had a cup too many, and you did forget al-hanisim at your prim suda, then you will not repeat birkas ha-mazon, and that is the psak at the end of this shiur. So that is the halacha. I want to add one point now that I finished the shiur. So the point that we just said is halacha l'maisa, me'ikra hadin, you do not have to have bread, but it is proper that you should because there are rishonim who say that you do have to. That's the psak me'ikra hadin, and the chumra one should be machmer. Just one detail. If you forgot al-hanisim, we say you don't repeat benching. But what happens if you forgot al-hanisim and you said baruch ata Hashem? Before you say al ha'aretz v'al ha'mazon, you remembered, al-hanisim, could I just say lamdeni chukacha? You caught yourself just in time. Do you say lamdeni chukacha? What? For something so that you could insert that which you omitted. So the halacha is, Rav Avadia points out in the next point, that you only say this game of lamdeni chukacha if it's something that anyway you would have to repeat benching or Shmona Esrei for. But it's something that anyway you would not have to repeat, you don't stop and say lamdeni chukacha to enable you. So like tonight, let's say tonight in Mariv, when you had to repeat, when you had to say Shmona Esrei, you said Yalav Yavu, you forgot Yalav Yavu, Baruch Ata Hashem, you're about to say HaMachzir Shechina Satzion, forgot Yalav Yavu, don't say lamdeni chukacha. Just continue. Yes, we discussed this. Yeah, we discussed it. Yeah, we discussed that. So here, that's what he concludes, that since al-hanisim is not something that you would repeat benching for, therefore, once you say Baruch Hashem, don't say Lamdeni Chukacha. And similarly, once you finish the bracha, you can't just insert it between the brachas either. Same point, it would be considered a hefsek. Yeah, questions?
Yeah, I thought the Rav was going to say, maybe you're relieved to have another
student. Oh. If you forgot al-hanisim, you don't have to have another suda. Although that sounds like a good chumrah. I'm sure a lot of people like the chumrah. Okay, I wish you all a very wonderful evening. Thank you all for joining.